love. Money. Stealing the money. My love. The money. Stealing the money. Money. The money. Stealing the money. Everybody loves you and so do I. By the way, my love. The people as well. We affirm it again today. Keep sending your tax dollars in the war on terror. We need to help people with their hearts and their souls, and the only place to find that help is in our pocket. Recognize that the money we spend here isn't the government's money, it's the people's money. That's why I've argued that, we should tax them. The first attack against America came by plane. The second will come by banking system. Attacks will be relentless. The largest tax increase in the history of the world will take effect immediately. And by the way, to ensure our nation's security, let's make these higher taxes permanent. I know this will be a monumental struggle on the low-income families. But nevertheless, my friends are rich and powerful. And frankly, we don't really care. So fuck you all very much. My love. My love. Everybody loves you and so do I. I will draft a new constitution based solely on corporate profit, fascism, Nazism, death and torture. And the fifth and most important step, politics of fear. I will live and lead by these principles. Damn the consequences. Give me the pen. I will sap the soul and drain the spirit from our citizens. I want to leave a slaveholding society. And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us. Me. I will lead our nation toward a culture where freedom itself is under attack. Many ask, what can I do to help in our fight? I ask for your patience. I will draft many Americans, maybe as soon as this week. It's the people's money that makes this possible, and I thank you. I also have a following message. We will transform America into the modern maximum security prison of the future. Just like in the movies, citizens resent control of their affairs by the FBI, the CIA, some other law enforcement or intelligence agency. You will be regarded as enemies of the United States. But if you don't like it, let me just put it to you this way. Instead of prison, you can choose public execution or suicide. Your choice. Our freedom to vote and assemble and disagree with each other has been around for a long time. But I bet a lot of people understand that civil rights means nothing to me. So don't mess with Texas. Fuck you all very much.